Julie Argent on November 26th, 2002, and we're sharing some pictures. Okay, what have we got here?
That's the first fairy.
That's the fairy, the Neerhoff fairy. Okay, pictures.
And that ran to Everett.
Right. Now, it's my understanding that Mary Neerhoff was also a pilot. Mm-hmm. She also owned a ferry company.
She had up in the islands here someplace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, but I think Berta was first. Mary came afterwards, because Berta's ferry was started in 1920, and I don't think Mary started till later in the late 30s or maybe even the early 40s.
Oh, Mary wasn't on Whidbey.
Mm-hmm. Right. She was on...
That was after she left Whidbey and she had children.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But she inherited her father's company, or her father gave her his company, right? Isn't that the way it went? No?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Okay. Okay.
I just thought he sold to Blackball. And then Blackball, Washington State took over.
Right. I'll check that out.
I'm not positive, but
we can check it out. Yeah. What else do you have here that you wanted to share with me?
Oh, there's so many things. Now, this is the Vashon when they had a crash.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Have you seen pictures?
Yes, I have seen pictures of those. Yeah, but those are good. Those are good pictures. Yeah. And the Vashon actually was the last boat that Berta skippered. When she retired in 1950, in June of 1950, this was the boat that she was the honorary skipper of that day, the very first run. Now, this was over on Hood Canal between Lowell and South Point. So the Vashon is definitely a part of my story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great.
That's just a picture of the boat when it was little, and we were on the beach there for the river.
Was that you?
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
That's my mother and a friend from Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Where are you?
In the middle.
In the middle, okay.
I should have things lined up here like that.
No, it's all right.
You've probably seen something like this. This is our story.
Oh, wow. Now, the Historical Society would really be interested in these.
Now, see, Gus Garber had these. I gave them to him, and then...
Oh.
Because he wanted them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is my mother's room. My room was in the back, and we rented the two rooms like this.
Ah. Who did you rent the rooms to?
People that missed the ferry, and sometimes the Coast Guard guys.
Oh.
Because they didn't like sleeping on the boat all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's my mother, and... And Mrs. Hunziker. I think that's her sister.
Now, what I'd like to do is I'm going to let them know that you have these pictures, and if you wouldn't mind them borrowing them to make copies of them for the museum, that would be wonderful. Okay?
That's Captain Hunziker, and they're very good friends of ours.
Oh, yes. Let's see, which boat is that? Is that the Vashon? That might be the Vashon.
You can have this picture if you want. That's a boat they brought up from San Francisco. And my stepdad would be on that boat.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you. I will accept it.
Yeah, you can thank have you. That. My kids
what
won't
boat is that?
Care for that.
What boat is this? Yes, because Alex Peabody bought four or five boats when... there was a change, and he made a killing because he just paid dirt cheap for the boats, and he brought them back up, and that formed the nucleus of the...
We knew him.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you really?
And
what kind of a guy was he?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to remember. He was a young man, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And my folks were good friends with... Joshua Green?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not close friends, but friends.
Yeah, yeah, right.
At one time, Mom was in the hospital, and my dad needed some money, and he asked for advance on the ferry wages, and he loaned it to him just like that.
Oh, wow.
It was just really something.
Wow. What did your dad do on the ferry?
When he first started, he was an engineer.
Okay.
But as time went on, the ferries got more complicated, and mm-hmm. so he didn't have the schooling. He only went to fifth grade.
Ah.
But he was a very, very good engineer. He was an engineer on many of the boats.
Mm-hmm. 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 I see. How long did he work for Blackwell? You know?
Well, he worked on Whidbey for 46 years.
Was that all on Blackwell?
The three. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Neroff, okay. Blackwell, okay. And Washington State.
Okay. That's all he could remember. That's a lot of boats. Wow.
I had him sit down one day, mm-hmm. and I said, August, how many boats did you work on? So he started off, and so I wrote him down.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is. Okay. Okay. What else have you got there?
Oh, this is when they had the new ferry slip.
Oh, yes.
You probably have that.
Yeah. Yeah. Look what paper that's from. Is that from, that's not the Whidbey paper. That's the Seattle Times, isn't it?
Mm-mm, no? I think so.
No? Okay. Okay.
Oh, this is, that was in the paper was Gus Garberg here, and my teacher Berkquist.
Oh my! Oh, isn't that fun? Deer Lake School. Uh huh.
That's my grandma. Now I don't know why they went to Whidbey, but they were there before us in that house. Mm-hmm. So that was in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
So that house must be close to 90 years old or so.
Now we're talking about the little yellow house, right? In the pasture, the Bardol house, is that the one we're talking about? Or are we talking about the one on the beach?
No, the one up in the hill, yeah.
The one up on the hill, okay. So you think that that house was probably built in the 1920s?
Well, yes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. maybe. Before that, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I figure it's close to between 90 and 100 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's a great picture.
And my
husband, this was your grandmother on your stepfather's
side. Stepfather's side, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's the only one I knew, mm-hmm. grandmother. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, now there's the barn that they redid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they kept it like it was. I was so tickled.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And it's a wonder. I walk by it all every day.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I do. Because I live in the old Peabody house.
Oh, yeah.
The old farmhouse up on the hill, but above Porter Park. Mm-hmm. The big red farmhouse that sits up
Porter
there.
Porter Park. I never heard of that. I guess it must be something new.
Porter Park is the little park that's right there just beyond the post office.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
well, see, they've named that.
Yeah.
And then we took this about two
sure.
years ago.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
There's my stepfather when he retired.
Oh,
that's when he was young, working the boats in Seattle.
Wow.
There's Esther Berkquist, my teacher.
Oh, my.
Did you know her?
No.
But I get a kick out of that picture.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Now this is it. This is at Columbia Beach, right? This is the Whidbey.
Yeah.
Film. Yeah. Yeah. That is a good picture. That's a wonderful picture.
Look at the look. How the cars look.
Yeah.
And now, this is the first hot dog and hamburger stand we had, but we had to cross the street on the other side to this. And then this was our garage. And we rented this out to Sanford Jensen and Grata, who we married from Camino. He worked on the Coast Guard.
Okay.
And we rented it to them. It was just a little one-room thing. Yeah.
Now, is this the building which is still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the building.
Okay.
Okay.
They ruined it.
Yeah. But it's still there. The structure is still there. Yeah. Okay.
That's where I was born.
In Nebraska.
Wait, they went homesteading. My mom didn't like that. They didn't stay there long.
Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful picture that is. What a wonderful picture that is. Do your grandchildren know about these pictures?
Yes.
Do they? Oh, good. Okay.
That's the 6th and 7th grades, really.
Now, this is another one that, if they don't have it, they do have quite a number of school pictures, but they may not have this one. Okay, so this is Deer Lake, grades 5 and 6. Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's see, is there a year on this?
Got a mess here.
Okay. Now, would you be able to know some of the kids in this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
And this is 1927.
Okay, there we've got another one here, right? 1927. Oh, that's simply wonderful.
This is Langley High, too.
Look, you're all dressed up. Isn't this wonderful? Let me see.
And this is the 4th and 5th grade at Deer Lake.
Okay, Deer Lake. And then the high school at Langley, 8th grade. Now what year is this?
I'm mixing up things here, so I didn't have any special.
24, 4th and 5th grade, 1924. What I'm going to do is just let the society know that you have these.
That's my teacher that married Alfred Orr.
Oh, what a lovely woman.
And
did she give those to you as a student?
Yeah.
Oh.
And this is Ms. Zitko, my teacher.
You know, Julie, school must have made a real impression on you because you remember all of these people. I mean, that must have been a really happy time of your life. Yeah.
And this is Langley High.
Oh, look at that. Sophomore. No, these are wonderful. And these, I think, as I say, if they don't, they do have a lot of them, and I don't remember which they have and which they don't, but I will let them know that you have these. And if, you know.
This is really old. I think this was before my time.
This Do you know where it is? Do you know where it is?
It would be at the hall there that they had.
You mean Clinton Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Where the Whidbey Institute is
I
now?
I think it is. I'm not positive, but that they had a hall.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Marie Erickson and there, but.
This is your grandmother over here?
Here.
Okay.
That, I think, is Mrs. Ramsden.
So you don't remember, you aren't in this picture,
no,
nor do you remember.
This
but
seems like before my time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if any of the Olsons are in there. You're Norwegian, part Norwegian, and they were Norwegian. You were at St. Peter's. Did you go to church at St. Peter's?
I went to the Hundreds. My son came up and went to the Hundreds celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I know so many people in the in the cemetery.
Do you think any of the Olsons might be in that picture? If that's your grandmother. Wow, that's one of those tantalizing
that's
things.
That's the Modern Woodmen. They were the champions that year, and I got a smaller picture too, but this is my husband.
Oh, Woodman, meaning what?
The Modern Woodmen. It was a...
Was it a drill team?
Yeah, and it was like a lodge, you know, sort of.
Oh, okay.
I got it. I sent one to Gus just before I died.
Mm-hmm.
So she sent it to him. This is the one I had done for him.
Mm-hmm.
This is my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, wait a minute, where's my husband? Right there.
Oh, okay.
And they were the champions of Whidbey Island.
Oh.
And he was a bat boy. This is Randolph Erickson,
uh-huh.
Gus Garberg, and Swan.
Uh-huh.
He was a good friend of ours. Poor Swan, he didn't end up too good. And Red, anyway, that's Red there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was the one that owned the corner on the way to Friedland, and that store, you know?
Bayview?
Not Bayview, because that was Burke's.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And he was real, well, that's how I met my husband, too,
mm-hmm.
Al Burke. His dad owned that store then,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all the family grew up there. Mm-hmm. They were very close friends of ours. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
This is the day my mother left Norway. She's right there, 16 and a half years old.
Isn't that wonderful?
1906. Oh, Bergen. She was from Bergen.
Uh-huh.
So was...
Uh-huh.
Look.
Right there. This was during the war, my stepdad right there,
mm-hmm.
Good looking guy. Now here he was, but when he was confirmed.
Oh, that's wonderful.
On Whidbey, he was confirmed.
Oh, what a wonderful picture.
And there
that is.
He is again,
oh,
right there.
Oh, look. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And this is confirmation. I took this to the church and showed him. This is when he was confirmed at the church. And
oh, yeah.
I got a Bible from 1920 something that they gave me.
Oh, wow.
I wonder. I'm just crazy about it. Let's see if I have it in here. And it has little colored pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I got so many things.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids' pictures. Oh,
sure.
God.
Sure. Sure. That's all right. That's okay.
But it's really a treasure.
Mmm.
Oh, here's the day of the 100th.
Oh, yes.
There was a little deer out there. The tiniest little thing you ever saw.
Isn't that?
Oh, it's right under the mother. And my son took pictures.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, anyway.
Oh, yes, I see it. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
That's my boys.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And this is the time capsule that I'm in, but they... And this is the... See, you were asked to write something in this contest that might have happened, something funny that happened on the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't just start from that incident. When I wrote it, I had to write the whole darn thing, but, you know, and they accepted it. This is my writing here, and the pictures that you see, you've already seen them.
Isn't that fun?
And it's buried at underneath the clock, down at the waterfront.
By Coleman Dock?
Yeah.
Oh.
The fair was at Coleman Dock, and it'll be open in 50 years, of course. I
bet that was really neat to do that, to really participate in that.
Well, I didn't really expect to be accepted. Out of 200 and some, they only chose 30 something.
Well, there you go.
So I'm not that great a... Well, there's the entry telling me that I won. So anyway.
Were you there June 1st?
Yep.
So what did you describe? What incident did you describe?
That's a crazy picture. Well, you can have that if you want.
Thank you. I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Oh, now the one I wrote, I did a little better job, but this is, you know, I just sat down one day and scribbled something, and I said, this is before Washington State ferries, but a ferry story on the Muckilteo Run. My stepfather, Augustin Bartle, was an engineer on the first ferry that was started on Whidbey Island by Mr. Neroff back then in the 20s. Later, when Blackwall had the run, someone wanted a person's ashes scattered from the ferry. Ferries then were running constantly, being painted from one end to the other, and on this day, the ashes all flew back on the ferry. My stepdad spoke many times about the free rides this one had. And I thought that was kind of funny.
It is cute,
He always got a kick out of it. Other times we've talked about ferries going on the beach during foggy weather, and my mom and I taking turns to bang on an old mill jagged saw to try to guide the ferries into the dock. Also, there were the days of the rum runners, and Mr. Neroff would get August up and take the rum runners across to Everett. Later, the Coast Guard got involved and was stationed at our dock, and I would get up in the night, he would get up in the night, chasing them down the Sound. August was on this run for 46 years. He loved what he was doing, and he never complained.
Now, you said Mom and I banging on a what?
A big sawmill, like a blade like this.
A saw blade.
Saw blade.
Okay.
You know, from a mill.
Oh, yeah. So you would bang on that.
Yeah.
To guide them in when it was foggy, for example. Okay.
Because they would go right on the beach there, you know. Because it was so foggy.
Yeah.
And they didn't have all these new fangled things.
So this was before. This was before they had cars on. This was just a passenger.
Oh no!
No, this was a passenger.
There was always cars when my stepdad started.
Okay.
I think it was like.
So then how did they get them onto the boat if there was no dock?
But there was a dock. He built a little dock.
Oh, okay.
It was.
But you said when the fog came in, that went right up onto the beach. So I was trying to picture how they got the cars off if they got right up onto the beach.
Oh well, then they had to wait till the tide come in,
Okay. You're talking to a landlubber here.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
And this is part of the celebration. Mm-hmm. And just my son took these pictures. And that was part of, that was, oh, they had a big cake, and all this, they had a picture of a fairy, and then they had this guy dancing around. And these were great, great dancers.
Oh, wow.
And that's the school as I remember it.
This is Deer Lake School?
No, that's the high school.
The high school.
Yeah.
Now, is that the building, which
it's
was later
still there.
Which it was, it's still there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Where is this?
Well,
building?
It's by the brick school.
It's by the brick school.
I think it's still there. It was when I last, I haven't been over there for
so
about
where time. Is the brick school now? Is it over here?
I think so.
And then there's this little that, wooden building.
I never paid that much attention. That was
okay,
our
so this
gym.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is Langley Road here.
Yeah.
Going into Langley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the bricks, if the brick school were in this picture, it would be here.
Probably.
Yeah. Huh.
We used to walk into town at lunch all the time,
mm-hmm.
and get a hot Butterhorn for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That was our lunch. It was so good.
Mm.
I think that bakery's still there, isn't it? Where is it?
Well, there's the Langley Bakery. I don't
probably.
Know. Yeah, I don't know whether that's...
Probably,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's see. There's my mom during a war.
Your mom?
And one of the... Yeah, with her friends. See, she worked on the railroad when she came here in Tacoma.
Mm.
That's her. She brought these friends with her, these two friends from Nebraska.
Good grief.
And then she taught dancing downtown.
That's amazing.
This is the August confirmation.
Oh.
At the church.
And it's in Norwegian. This is wonderful stuff, Julie. This is wonderful stuff.
Here we are up at Grandma's house in the cherry trees picking cherries. My Aunt Nellie.
Yeah.
Of a sister. And me and my sister.
Oh,
my mother.
That's fine.
Oh, my goodness. Picking cherries.
Picking cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fun? Oh, those are great. Those are
so
great.
That was in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Well, your mother was quite a woman, wasn't she? She did
oh, yeah.
all sorts of things, yeah.
Oh, now this is interesting.
Mm.
That's Mr. Simmons.
Okay.
He had the jitney that went up to Coopville.
Mm-hmm.
He'd meet the ferry and take passengers.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was his wife. And he also, she drove too sometimes, was... the cars had to be searched during hunting season.
Oh.
And you paid, I don't know, like $5 or something to take a deer across, or $2,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And he got sick one time and couldn't do it, so I had to be the person to go out and search the cars instead. And collect the money.
Well, it'd be pretty hard to hide a deer.
Yeah. They usually had them on top.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The quails,
mm-hmm.
they were like 2 bits
oh.
or something.
Oh. I didn't realize that they charged an additional fee to bring the game
yeah.
across. Yeah.
But
that was a way to make money.
Don't
yeah.
Do it. Yeah. Don't
yeah.
do that anymore.
No. No. No.
He was an Allen County sheriff, also.
Your
Mr.
stepdad.
Simmons.
Oh,
you
Mr.
Yeah.
Simmons. Okay. Okay. Huh. Okay. What
and,
else do you have here?
Oh well, this is
fascinating.
This is Ruth Higgins' husband.
Oh
that was
yes.
Before she married him. This is Ted Simmons. This is a guy that worked, that was a sailor on the Coast Guard,
mm-hmm.
stationed at our place. It was a very good friend of ours after. This is Al Berquist,
mm-hmm.
my stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I was going to show you.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find it. The Berquist that built the dance hall and roller rink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a picture of him here someplace, but anyway, Bob was blind.
Oh, I see.
And he and my stepdad were blasting stumps one day, and he was 21 years old. And Bob Berquist went up to the stump because it didn't go off like they planned, and it blew up in his face, and he became blind.
Mm.
But anyway, it never stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
He and his brother built the dance hall and roller rink. And Carol and I and my friends, we'd go roller skating Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. And my stepdad was a great skater, too. And then we danced on Saturday night, every Saturday night, from the time I was 12.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
My mother gave me a party there when I was 16 at the dance hall. Got lots of presents. This is up at the house in the 20s.
Up at the house?
Grandma's house.
Oh, at Grandma's house. Now, Grandma's house was?
The farmhouse.
The farmhouse, okay. Is that your grandmother there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This one, my mom was in the home,
mm-hmm.
and that's Bee there, and Ruth and Bee's mother. They always came to every birthday Mom had.
Mm.
She used to come and fix Mom's hair all the time.
Is that right?
Huh. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Well, I'm...
That's where the beach used to look. This is the Coast Guard that was stationed at our place.
Mm.
I made a mess of all these things, but...
No, this is wonderful stuff.
That's a baseball team at Langley. And basketball.
Oh, yeah. Now, who is this right here?
Mom.
That's your mother. Before she left Norway.
I don't know whether that is or not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had so many pictures.
Those are wonderful. Well, now, this is wonderful stuff. And what probably is going to happen is I'm going to give information about this to the Historical Society, and they may want to come back because this sort of goes beyond the scope of what I'm doing in terms of my project. But it's something that they very much want, you see, because the South Whidbey Historical Society is mainly concerned with South Whidbey as opposed to the whole island, and this is all South Whidbey history.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine that somebody wouldn't want to come and go through this again with you and have you point out, you know, who these people are, because you remember so well. Your memory is so good.
Well, thank you.
No, it really is, that you can remember all of these people. So the fact that I'm not writing this down right now, hopefully we've got it on the tape, but they may want to come back and go over it again with you, if you wouldn't mind doing that, and then what they might do is they might actually bring a scanner right here and just scan the pictures as you're talking, mm-hmm. so that they would have copies of them. And then they would know, they would have the picture, and they would have you talking, and they would have the identification of the pictures.
Okay.
So I really think that that's definitely a possibility.
Yes, I showed you everything here.
Okay, well, I mean, this is wonderful, wonderful stuff. And
show you some Mom's old album. It's all falling apart. There's a couple of pictures. I think my stepdad went down to San Francisco twice, or down that area, to bring up boats that they remodeled for ferries here.
Mm.
And that's okay. It's my grandmother up in the house.
Oh.
In the farm.
Wow.
They had them in the living room those days, you know. A lot of these are, that's my sister, but that's not one. That's Grandma Nellie and August. The house we went to in Aberdeen when we lived down there for a little while. Here's Mom and August on the boat. That's the Hunsett person. It's my sister at the blind school.
Oh, I see.
Don't like to take your time here.
No, you're
this
not
is Mom
your time.
When we lived in Seattle down at Gold Garden. This is things I wanted to show you.
Okay.
Mom loved to take pictures.
Yes, she certainly did. She's like my grandmother. My grandmother did the same thing. She loved it. We have reams of pictures. We have no idea what they're of,
Oh, there's a bunch of the people that would be in my mom's yard.
Bridge club.
Yeah.
She dated them. Good for her.
She was better about doing this than me. That was her living room. These are the boats I wanted to show you. The Lake Tahoe being towed from California, caught in a storm off of Rica, 1940.
Oh, look at that.
And I thought they were kind of important. Oh, this is about Berquist and his brother.
Oh, I see.
And he's the blind one.
Mm-hmm.
He was the greatest guy, and he eventually got married here in Seattle.
Mm. Came from these of the ferry. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know. I wondered how they did that.
It looks like it's very much too low in the water. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, that is interesting. Very interesting. Golden Gate Ferry.
1940.
That's when it happened. There it is, being towed from San Francisco.
I thought they might, those will be.
Oh, look. Aren't those fun?
That's down in Aberdeen.
Isn't that fun? Oh, dear.
I guess that's it.
Those are wonderful.
Those are great. But it was the boat that I thought might be interesting.
Okay.
To.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because those things like that,
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share these with Joanne and say these are some of the ideas of the pictures that we have, and I will give her the list that I have made here.
Now, the church took some duplicates of things that I had. I brought them just for B to see. And so the gal, I can't remember, who's the gal that runs the church? I mean, not runs it, but.
The secretary? You mean Pam?
What's her last name?
I don't know what her last name is, right? All I know is that she's Pam. She's been there, I think, for quite a spell.
She says, can I do some of these? And so she did like this.
Well, now, when you were growing up, when you were in those years between...
Can I tell you something?
Of course you can.
When we went there, there was a...
There meaning where?
Whidbey.
Oh, Whidbey. Okay.
Over by Columbia Beach, which is now Columbia Beach, there was Indians living on the beach. In a tent.
Okay.
I remember they didn't have any floor. They just had a ground floor.
Yeah. Okay. Earth floor. Was it a family, and were they there for any length of time?
Or? When they disappeared, I don't know where they went or what. But it was interesting.
Yeah.
We used to go to the beach a lot, on Sundays and with the Mallings and have bonfire and lunch. So... I guess that's... And my husband's family, they lived right up in the hill where Gus Garberg lived that it burnt down or something. That was their house. Anyway, they had three trucks, a bakery trucks, Golden Rule Bakery. My husband had the route up to Hope Island and like that. And his brother Rush and his dad had trucks and did the whole island.
Oh.
Selling ice, milk, and and bread products and served our restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah.
So loaf bread and rolls and, you know, things like that. Uh-huh. So who baked the breads? You didn't have to do that.
No, I came across the ferry, so okay. My husband was down there every okay. day to mm-hmm. get supplies and
mm-hmm.
yeah, come across the ferry.
Yeah, and they just fanned out then throughout the whole island and delivered
each
every day.
Each had their own territory.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Well, I'd like to go back a little bit to when you were a girl at Deer Lake School. Can you tell me a little bit about what that school was like and what you studied and tell me what a typical school day would be like, for example, in the fourth or fifth grade. You'd been there and what time in the morning would you get there, and then what would you do in the morning, and what'd you study, and then you went out for recess or something like that. But sort of give me an idea of what that experience was like going to that little school.
Well, I remember, we went through the woods and across the stream to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And when the snow was on, I wore my grandfather's wool socks. It was a mile to walk, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we had the greatest teachers. And this one teacher played the piano and had all the latest music. So I always learned the songs. And then when we'd walk to school, I'd teach the other girls the songs. And they'd teach us little dances,
mm-hmm.
Folk dances,
mm-hmm.
and we had the Highland Fling, and Mrs. Melling, my girlfriend's mother, made all our costumes, and I mean, they were real nice, looked just like you see them now in the Highland Fling, the little black cap mm-hmm. and the vest and everything, and we performed.
And the whole community would come
yeah.
to the program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody went to PTA meetings, kids
mm-hmm.
and all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our heat was a square thing that you stood on, you know, to get warm.
A square thing that you stood on?
On the floor, there was like a rack on the floor.
Okay.
And the heat came up through that.
Was it a wood burning kind of
sure.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Sure, yeah.
But it was buried down below then.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, okay.
And
huh.
we used to just be frozen, you know, when we get there, and we'd all want to stand down there. Oh, dear. Yeah. But that's what I liked about our school. They took such an interest in teaching us folk dances and songs and.
Mm hmm, mm hmm.
Although we were just
what little. Songs? She said the latest music was this sort of Charleston type stuff, or was what kind of dance
before then?
Before then, oh, okay.
I have one song I always remembered. Now when I need it, I can't think of it. This teacher taught us.
Uh huh. And what did you study? What topics did you study? What subjects?
Well,
did you
we
have
just had all the
mm-hmm.
normal
mm-hmm.
things:
mm-hmm.
reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
And
what were you good at?
Esther Verquist she taught us how to write, and we did a lot of penmanship.
Mm.
And I think everybody in those days came out a pretty good writer. Mm-hmm. When I see kids writing now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So the school day went from approximately what time to what time? You'd get to school about what time?
I can't remember if it was 8 or 9 or,
mm-hmm.
and we'd get out about 3.
Mm-hmm.
We got out early in the spring to pick berries.
Ah.
Strawberries at the end of May, and then loganberries.
Mm-hmm.
Picked at that loganberry farm on Deer Lake.
Where was the farm located?
Was it right on the lake?
It was right on the lake, okay. Okay.
And we stayed up in a loft, just on a mattress at night sometimes.
Mm.
As kids, you know.
Were you paid to pick the strawberries? Did you get paid?
Oh, yeah, we got 2 bits of double crate.
Ah.
You know, double crate uh-huh. of strawberries was 2 bits you got.
Ah.
For the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
But we try to make around $30 a month, not a month, but the summer, in Loganberries and Strawberries, to buy school clothes.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Yep. How about the holidays? What were the holidays like? We've got holidays coming up. What were they like at school? What kind of special things happened during the holidays?
I can't remember that specially.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. My folks always had great holidays.
Mm. Mm. Were there any other special times of the year that you remember as a kid that were especially fun?
I don't know. We did a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, helping.
Yeah. Did the older children help the younger children? I mean, all of you were in one room with all the different grades. So did the older kids help the younger kids sometimes?
Not that I recall.
So that you just kept your own.
Yeah, there was three. Let's see, how many grades in a room? Those teachers had three grades, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't very many kids, of course.
Yeah.
But
right.